Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hey, I'm above the ground, so that's a good thing.
Oh,
there you go.
You have to look. What? Hello, hello, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a fantastic show planned for you tonight, and we're so glad that each and every one of you all are here with us. Let's go ahead and welcome the international man himself, Pastor Castile Rowe. Pastor Rowe, thank you for joining us. Always a pleasure.
Well, it's great to be on the show. And as I had aforementioned, I just enjoy all the positive, different perspectives and the commentaries that everybody give. I learned so much from our outstanding leaders.
All right. And we certainly are learning from you as our outstanding leader as well. Dean McLeod, welcome to tonight's program. We're glad to have you.
I've been itching to get on your show tonight. I'm up here in Goldsboro, North Carolina, working at the hospital. And this is going to be a great show tonight. A lot of input that's going to be into this show. So I love all of y'all, and let's have a blessed show.
Oh, we're so happy about that. Darren Deedy, welcome to tonight's podcast. We're glad that you're here.
Thank you for having me. Sorry to miss, you know, my work schedule, but I still look forward to you folks every weekend, or Thursday and Friday.
Awesome.
Let's get it rolling.
Hey, awesome. Ricky to the Rescue, it's always a pleasure, sir, to bring your intellect to our broadcast.
Yes, what a great time to get here. I don't want to waste any time. Let's keep it moving.
Okay, Mimi, thank you for joining us. We're glad you're here.
Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to tonight's show.
All right, excellent. The peachy lady herself, Miss J. Miss J, welcome to the night's broadcast. Good to have you here.
I'm so glad to be here. And I want to have one. And I'd like to say quickly to Mimi, I think I heard you singing on one of the Saturday shows, and it was beautiful. Thank you.
Miss J, you sure that wasn't my voice you heard?
It wasn't you.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sure if I were singing, they'd all hung up. But yeah, she did have a beautiful voice. That was very nice. Let's go ahead and welcome Candlestick. Candlestick, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Good to have you with us.
Good evening, everyone. It is good to be among such a great group of people. I am looking forward to tonight's topic as well. Hope you all had a great week so far.
All right. Excellent. I think I covered everybody. If I miss anybody, please speak now. Forever hold your something, they say.
Hi, everybody. It's Barbara.
Oh, Sparkles, I'm so sorry. How did I miss Sparkles? That lights us up. Yes, exactly. Okay. She used to be quiet. Now it's not. We can't get a little. No, Sparkles, I'm just messing with you. Okay? I know she'll get me at some point. Okay. Okay. So tonight's topic, I mean, this is a rather deep one. I don't know how we're going to manage tonight. I mean, some of this stuff is kind of like don't seem to make sense where we're coming from, but let's see how it goes. I mean, so we're talking tonight about they gave me the wrong show tonight. That one was done already. What makes you think that what you say is always right? We already did that one. Okay, so here we go. They got it on the screen now. Never complain about what you allow. Mimi, let's go to you tonight, first and foremost. Mimi, I mean, I don't know you like this is asking or stating, never. The word never is a very strong word. That means something that you don't ever intend to do either again or repeat or will never do for the first time. So when tonight's topic used the word never, complain. Okay, so we're putting two things here. And first we said never. And then you're saying complain. That means you make a noise about something that usually associated with something negative. And then about something, that means about something. Something else is coming. And then when you look at something that you allow, never complain about what you allow. Now, that's deep. So, Mimi, break it down for me in your perspective, and then we'll go to Ms. J for the disclaimer.
Okay, in my opinion, how can I say this? When things are happening in your life that you have some control over, but you just allow a person to just use you over and over and over again, you complain about it so much to other people, you have to really think, like, okay, well, this person is only doing what I allow them to do. So stop complaining about it and do something about it to stop it. But if you don't, it's going to be a vicious cycle, and it's going to continue to happen. You're going to continue to be unhappy. You're going to continue to complain. And why are you complaining if you're allowing this to happen to you? You really have no right to complain about it because you can stop it at any time.
Okay, so what if you don't know that you're being used? You know, somebody, you said that somebody that keeps doing something to you over and repeatedly. So what happens if you don't know that you're being used?
You know, it's like this. We can celebrate each other, but we're not going to tolerate each other. You know when you're being used.
Okay. Well, Ms. J, we're going to bring you in now for the disclaimer.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, will she make this disclaimer? The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The show intent is not to push any denominations, religions, or traditions, but to share knowledge and experiences with no offensive or negative tone. We are here solely to address tonight's topic based on our own individual subjective opinion, and that opinion does not make the individual less than a believer. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as thank you, and let us enjoy the program tonight.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. So here we are. We're talking about being used. Rick to the Rescue, why can't I complain about something that I've allowed? Why can't I? I mean, isn't it my free choice? Even if I called you up, you know, as my friend, and I complain to you 3 or 4 times a day, when you, as your friend, wouldn't you tolerate me instead of just celebrating me?
Well, when you complain about the things that you allow, you're actually blaming others for your own choices. It's like you're giving away your responsibility and your freedom, and you're letting someone else claim it in that regard. And so if you're reaching out to another person, in that perspective as well, again, you're giving everything out to someone else, and you're not really claiming your own life.
Wow, that is interesting. All right, we've got a story for you all tonight that I want you all to tune into. Ms. J, if I'm your friend and I call you up and I'm complaining about, let's say, my girlfriend or my wife, and I have both of them at the same time. So if my wife is not doing anything, but I'm promoting my girlfriend who's doing something, I mean, would you, as my friend now, wouldn't you listen to me every time something happens that my wife gets on my nerves, instead of calling my girlfriend, because I don't want to bombard her, but you're my friend, you're my bestie, wouldn't you just, you know about both of them. So wouldn't you just, like, listen to me every time, even if I have to call you, like, 11:59 at night?
you know, I'm going to listen to this, and I'm going to have to throw you out some positive words, you know. You keep complaining to me. You're allowing this to happen. What are you going to do to that? You know, then I might tell you, you get a plan in mind. Call me and tell me about that, you know. I'm going to try to direct you a little bit better, you know. I'm going to listen to you, but my thought to you is, why you complaining? Why you continuously complain? What you going to do about it?
Well, what you...
They're going to be not supposed to tell you every time.
Well, what you want me to do about it?
You tell me what you want to do. Do you want to be a serial complainer all the time? You know, because you
want
to listen to it like that all the time. You know, you have to throw it out there.
So, Miss A, why can't...
I'm going to keep using
you. Miss A, why can't you just tell me, you know what, if you're going to complain about the wife, then just get you another lady. You know, why can't you tell me what I want to hear?
No, I don't tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to throw it back at you. What you going to do about it? You're complaining. So what you going to do? Do you want to continue complaining, or do you want to resolve something?
You
tell me what you want to do.
So, Miss J,
I'm not going to be one to tell you.
So you think it's that easy, Miss J, to just stop complaining?
It's easy to me because I'm not going to listen to it all the time, because if you come back to hug this time, I'm going to say, listen, Jesse, I've heard this too many times.
Uh-huh.
Call me when you got something else to talk about, okay? I love
okay.
you. Bye.
Okay, so then I'm going to get mad and say, okay, don't call me when that man get on your nerves now. Because you don't hardly complain about him, but I'm just saying that in defense.
You call me because you just striking back at me because I do. No,
all right. We're going to ask you on standby. We've got a live one tonight, you all. Here's the story. Tonight's characters are Lenny, L-E-N-N-Y, and Misty, like Misty Blue. Lenny and Misty have been married. They've been married for 27 years. They have three adult girls who all live on their own. Lenny is 57 years old, and Misty is 55 years old. Lenny is a retired police officer, and Misty works as a 911 operator, which is how they met over 30 years ago. Their children are happy to be out of the house and wish their mother would have left their father over 22 years ago because of his mean and abusive ways to her and previously to the children. The children are in touch with their mother every single day because they are aware of how unhappy she is. They cannot understand why she stays despite the fact that they are no longer there. They all insist their mother has allowed this unnecessary abuse for years and should have left even when they were small. Okay, now here are some of the things. Here are some of the things that have actually taken place. Here's some of the things that have actually taken place over those years that caused the abuse that Misty has subjected or allowed herself to deal with. Number one, being called negative names in front of the kids when they were younger for no apparent provocation. Always being accused of something. She was always being accused of something. Choosing not to communicate with her. He would always choose not to communicate with her about his goings and his comings. He would just leave. He goes and comes as he pleases, of course. He does nothing around the house to help her out to do anything. Has failed to communicate with her on a daily basis for the past several years. Has not kissed or been intimate with her for over 4 years. He has not shared the bedroom with her for over 5 years. He leaves the home and is sometimes gone for several days without telling Misty of his whereabouts. He treats her as if he does not like her at all, as if he just doesn't care. Despite all this negative allowed treatment, Missy has remained absolutely faithful to Lenny and can't understand why he appears not to love her anymore. She has never suspected or accused him of any wrongdoing of being with anyone else. She holds on to her faith in her church and in God and constantly prays for change to come as the abuse continues. Her religion frowns on divorce without any proof of adultery. Now, I go here. We're going to start out with Demas Claire. She's trying to hang in there, you know, and she's trying to avoid, you know, and the story continues with saying she has complained to her best friend for so many years that the best friend now has stopped communicating with her because she asked her the question, why should you complain about what you allow? So Demas Claire, we go to you now and ask, why is she complaining about what she has allowed?
But it gets to a point in your life that whatever you allow, whatever you tolerate, that's how they're going to react to you. But she was doing something else, and she was like complaining about it and going somewhere. I think she's very naive to think that that man's not messing around. He hasn't made love to you in 4 or 5 years, and he's doing something like that. So whatever you tolerate in your life, you let people like try to play you. Just like a child, someone like that, they're going to try you and things like that. But if I was her, it's okay to pray and it's hard to do that, but you can't be stupid either. You know, you have to take control of your life, man. You can't let anybody treat you like that, because that's not Christian. Some people think that's Christian. Look, okay, I'm married now. Hey, you got to do something about that. You can't let anybody just run over you like a doorman.
Okay, but Demon Slayer, I mean, she's never accused him or asked him. I mean, if he doesn't sleep in the room with her, if he doesn't be intimate with her, maybe he's just having a headache for all those years. And, you know, is that possible? I mean, you know, is it just about intimacy and sleeping in the same bed?
No, I thought it was one or two things. He's either whacking off or he's with a woman. So it's one of the two things. If he hasn't touched her in like 4 or 5 years. It's one or two things, man. I just mean.
You say wanking on?
Mm-hmm. Wanking off.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Let's be serious tonight. Let's don't pull no punches, because somebody else might be going through this, and they got to really know the real truth behind it. You know, don't be stupid at it.
Okay. All right. We're going to certainly ask you, Demon Slayer, to no hold barge. We're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Roe, let's bring you in here. Pastor Roe, couldn't she go in there and sleep in the bed next to him and try to entice him or something? Pastor Roe, you might be on mute. Let's go back up here. Okay, Pastor Roe, try again.
Okay, can you hear me?
We can now. Go ahead.
Okay, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it too, you know. And it's a thing that they call tough love. You know, you can't let nobody just step over, you know. But I do think, you know, perseverance is important. And, keep on, you know, being kind. But don't let people use it. But then at the time, you know, like normally say, you got to take a stance. You got to be tough, you know, but firm, but fair. You know, all those ingredients have to be, placed in. But communications, you know, that's very important. If you're going somewhere down the street, 2 blocks, a mile, you know, honey, I got something I got to do. Just keep me in prayer while I'm going or something like that, you know. But I agree with you.
Demon Slayer.
Like you said, last but not least, 20 seconds, you know. He should, you know, it should be consensual, but, you know, I'm not going to beg nobody, you know, by sleeping next to him when I feel like they don't want to take time with me. Thank you, Dr. Walker.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go up here. Baron Didi, I mean, she has an option. Why has she hung in there so long? And even the children are saying she should have left him 22 years ago. I mean, maybe she's madly in love with him just because he's not showing love for her. Should that matter, Darren Didi? Really?
It looks like, you know, she has conditions. She's married to this man, and she's honoring him. And going by, you know, the rules of marriage, you know, unless there's fidelity, she's just, she's very tolerant, I would have to say that much. I don't blame her for praying, but, yeah, I think she's being a little naive, too, at the same time.
So Darren Didi, she's very religious, obviously, and, you know, there's no infidelity that she knows of. She's never accused him. I mean, he goes where he wants and comes back when he pleases, and so she's remaining faithful to him. Should she get her, like, a little sidekick, another man on the side, or what do you think, Darren Didi?
I don't. I really don't think two wrongs make a right. I would definitely corner him and ask him, and then, you know, ask him for the divorce. Because obviously he's not showing her the love and the respect and the the tender hearted that he should be. That's his wife.
So should she, I mean, what if she's talked to him before and he's ignoring her and he doesn't even care for her? If she passes by him naked, it's like it's not enticing to him. So what do you do in a case like that, Darren Dee Dee?
Definitely, I would say the relationship is far gone and over, and I think it's time for her to move on.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. It's heartbreaking, and it's hard, but you can't stay where you're not loved or wanted, downgraded at, you know, if that's not right.
Well, Darren Dee Dee, could it possibly be her fault? Because she have just turned this man off completely. And he says, you know what? I don't even want her anymore. I mean, does it have to be about love? Or can't you just stay for the convenience?
I've seen people stay together for convenience, but they're very cordial to each other. And he just seems like a complete idiot. And I feel sorry for her, truthfully. Yeah, she needs to pack her bags and move on. She's got better life out there someplace.
All right. Candlestick, let me bring you in and ask you, Candlestick, I mean, what about for better or for worse? If it's worse now, can't she wait maybe another 5, 10, or 15, 20 years for the better? Because she is praying.
No, I'm in agreement. Things just went off. Is it me?
No, that was Darren Dee Dee.
I agree with what she's saying because it's a very, very sad situation. And not only is she being hurt in a situation, she has children. And her children probably have lost respect for her because she has allowed this man to just tear her down. And I didn't hear for sure, but did she have a daughter in that situation? One of those children?
Yeah, she has three daughters. It's three children, three adult daughters.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so I mean, she has an example to set to these girls how a man is supposed to treat a woman that he loves. And so, you know, it's just she's doing a disservice. Even if it's not for herself, show an example for her daughter. And I would not subject myself to such cruelty from a man who has just right out said that he doesn't want me, even if it is my fault. Because even if it's my fault, I'm not going to self-mutilate or self-punish myself for something I did wrong, especially if it was my fault. I may have asked for forgiveness or talked with him, and he still insists on being the way that he is, then the marriage is over because I have my daughters to raise, and I need to raise them in a healthier environment than what they're in to show them that this is not acceptable.
Well, I'm going to ask you to certainly stand by. Ms. J, I want to come to you now. Ms. J, I mean, what about the for better or the worse? I mean, she don't have any proof because she's not out there checking. But why would anyone stay in a situation like this, Ms. J? Ms. J, couldn't you be that loving? After all, you're holding on to your faith. Could this be you, Ms. J?
No. You know, just basically, this was the entire man. And you said
yes.
The girl thought she should have lived 22 or something years
yes.
ago, you know.
Yes.
And I'm saying, bless her heart, Missy, she lost all self-belief in herself, and she's become a weak-minded lady, and I hate to say that. This is when she needs that girlfriend or that close ride or die. She needs to seek help because she's so weak and not thinking. Her mind's hard to numb right now because she's gone through so much. She don't know what to do. That's where that girlfriend or that ride or die coming to play. And she works at the police department. I have somebody do something investigating. Come on, baby. She needs to wake up and do it. Don't just shut her, sit back and say, well, I love them. Love don't hurt. You know, see, I'm crazy in love, but you can be a fool in love, too. And, you know, it just don't make no sense. So she needs to get help. She needs to get someone to help her because she don't know what to do. She probably want to get out, but she don't know what to do. That's when it's good to have, like I said, a good girlfriend, a good family member, somebody to kind of steer you in some kind of direction to get you thinking.
Right. So, okay, Ms. A, we're going to ask you to stand by. Sparkles, I want to bring you in here and ask you, then, Mimi, I'm going to come to you. Sparkles, so here it is. We understand what's going on, but she's still praying, Sparkles. So why not just keep waiting for God to answer if he hasn't already answered?
Well, it comes to, well, in my opinion and all that stuff, it comes a time of every person's life and all that stuff like that. They have to say enough is enough. When did you get tired of being sick and tired? And obviously, he hadn't gotten to that point. It is a sad situation. You know, I can relate to this scenario myself, but I'm not going to go into details, so please don't ask me no questions.
But you open it up, Sparkles.
You have to get to a point in your life and all that stuff and say, hey, all the praying or whatever and all that stuff, this man doesn't love me. He maybe never has, or he did at one point, but obviously it's not there now. And so if he doesn't want to change, no matter how much praying that Misty does, it's not going to do any good. It's not going to do any good. And she needs to get herself some help and get her mind straight and get strong for herself and start loving on her.
Okay. So we respect your privacy. I just want to ask you one thing, though, and you can pass by. How did you finally, you know, get the strength to move on, if you did?
I had family support, and I got some counseling
okay.
for myself.
Okay. And are you, as you reflect back, would you say that you are so glad that you did what you did, or do you have any regrets?
No, I'm glad that I did what I did. It was a learning experience for me. It helped me to grow.
Okay, all right. Mimi, let's bring you in here now. Mimi, I'll ask you the question. Mimi, if you had a girlfriend in a situation, and Misty, our character in tonight's story, and all of these stories are inspired by true stories. So, Mimi, if you had, Misty was your girlfriend, like Miss Jay says, having a good ride or die, what would you tell Misty?
Tell Misty to treat and speak and talk to him. And if he doesn't, at some point, you just got to do what you need to do. It's time to go.
You say speak in tongues?
That's to speak with him to see if you can, you know, find out what is actually going on. Because it could be anything, you know, but you just want to know. I'm a person who likes to ask questions. And then, but if you're not getting the answers that seem to make sense, or because you don't know what's going on, I would leave. I would get a divorce.
You would get a divorce. So if a man hasn't basically been intimate with you in 4 or 5 years, even in 3 months, like, I mean.
1 week.
Okay. So what took Misty so long to, like, wake up, or is something wrong with Misty, in your opinion, Mimi?
No, I wouldn't say this, Misty, yeah, but maybe she was just trying to, you know, keep hope alive, thinking he would come around at some point that they could communicate, but it's a problem on both sides.
Okay, what's the problem that Misty's having?
She needs to wake up, and maybe she just was hoping, you know. Things have changed.
Okay, we're going to ask you.
They haven't changed.
Okay, we're going to ask them back. Richard Rescue, I want to come to you. And, I mean, I'm confused. And maybe you can help me understand some stuff. And maybe it's just me that's just scratching my head. So, Richard Rescue, my question becomes, how likely is it that a man doesn't want his wife to be intimate with his wife, and he sleeps in another room, and he's not even sneaking. He don't have to sneak. Just come in there and open up the covers, and just voila. I mean, how likely is it that he's just practicing his abstinence? Please help me out.
The main call is the blame of building up around the house, not being intimate. Even the home, couple of days, I'm actually thinking he's probably cheating. That was my first thing that I thought of, because if there's a lack of interest in pretty much everything, where is that attention? You know, because if he's getting 0% of the attention, where's the other going? Maybe two or three more for all we know, but that attention is going somewhere else. That's what my belief is. So to expect for him to just be there and, you know, refraining and not being into things of that nature, I don't know how realistic that is.
Absolutely, absolutely. And from my therapeutic perspective as well, if you're not getting the attention, something or someone else is getting the attention that you're liking. So, I mean, this is a deep...
Can I have a comment?
Yes, please.
You know, and I'm thinking because you asked the question, you know, what could be wrong with her possibly? And we have not, you know, maybe even when she got into this marriage, she was a person with very, very low self-esteem. Or maybe she's not a very attractive woman.
Wow.
And because she knows that she, in her mind, because I think everybody is beautiful. I don't criticize anyone. But sometimes we can look at ourselves and demean ourselves so bad, and we think that we cannot do any better, because you were saying, because she could be broken within, you know, heartbroken, mentally broken. We don't know what her home life was with her parents. You know, what could have happened even during this marriage? She could have maybe had an accident or something, and something happened to her physically that her husband is no longer attracted to her, and she just feels like she cannot do any better. There's mm-hmm. so many other scenarios out there to think about as far as she's concerned.
Wow, that is very interesting. So, yes, yes, please.
And then one other quick thought to reading all these things that you list. What's his name? Lenny, he may have another family, or should I say another life.
He does.
All these things you need, don't even kiss her. Don't even want to touch her. Don't be gone for days. Now, you staying somewhere. That's another family. And the care, he don't have no care for, no nothing for, nothing. It sounds like a man done lost the desire for cheating. I mean, you know, even though if a man cheating, he's going to come on every now and then as a resume, but he's not a capital every day.
Yeah.
You know, but nothing. So my first thought is he must have another lifestyle, another life going on.
He treats her, he treats her as if he does not like her at all. He leaves the home.
Yeah, another lifestyle. He might have like ladies
don't know. Well, you know, that's another thought.
20-something, you can say more children. That ain't got nothing to do with it. But you unsure. Yeah, that's my thought.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not far-fetched. I mean, so, I mean, here we are to this point. We're going to take some of the comments that have come in, because we're over halfway through the show already. So we're going to take a look at some of these comments here, but I want to go to Ricky to the rescue first again and kind of ask this question, like, I mean, I'm trying to look at Misty now. Ricky's Rescue, sometimes they talk about when people become extremely religious, that some capacity of that, and have you heard this? I certainly have, that can border on the lines of mental illness. Have you ever, you know, researched that as well? I have. And if so, what were your findings or your thoughts? Okay.
And even in this situation with Misty, like, it's almost like she's normalized and trapped herself into just this state of just being.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we often call it like going through the motions or having faith or trusting God.
Right.
Or staying together just because of the kids. Like, you become trapped in this state of just being, which drains your motivation for change. And it desensitizes your rational thinking. And so, as it was asked earlier, like, at what point do you say enough is enough? Does it happen the first time, the second time, the 100th time? Like, where is the boundary that actually establishes that? Because some people go and say, well, let me point to a scripture. However, depending on which scripture you read or which context, it may give you to a different meaning. And so when you put all that into a proper perspective, that state of just being, it continues to grow and fester. And I know it's kind of easy to look at Misty situation because there are so many things going on with the blame and, you know, the not being intimate, things of that nature, and so forth. But however, there are situations in which we're in states of being, and it may not be as extreme, but things are still happening. Like if, you know, your loved one is not respecting your time, as an example, or they're taking advantage of situations. Those are smaller scale, but it's actually the same exact thing, which can actually turn into that later on. And so when we look at these situations, because we're not in her situation, you know, we can look at it and say, well, I'll leave and I'll do this, but we've all encountered things, and it could be on a smaller scale. It's just the same perspective behind it. How long are you going to stay in it, and what are you going to use to justify it? Because here's the ending result of that. Of course, you know, if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result, we know that's insanity. And so to look at it from that perspective, that's how I would kind of conclude my thoughts on what you just asked me.
Okay. So which is a very interesting point. And there is the question that I asked Richard Rescue at the top, it is a very sensitive issue because I love what he just said, and he often makes sense with his presentation and delivery, just as many of you all do as well, because when we start to get trapped, that's what it is. It is trapped into that, and part of that is because we've allowed that to be for so long. And so then it's almost like being, like he said, you're sort of out of a touch with reality of life. If that man or that woman is not come into touch. We're social beings. That's why people get married or get together with somebody, to be touched, to be romanced, to be loved, to be have affection come upon them. You know, that's how we all got here in the first place. And so somewhere when that stops, something else is going on. But we have to look, in my opinion, right, just my humble opinion here, this is everyone's presenting theirs, we have to look within if it's allowed, if it's happening to us, and we're complaining about what we, you know, we have to look in the mirror and say, I have allowed this. So there's no need for me to continue complaining about it. Just like Ms. Day said earlier, she said, you know, she's going to stop taking my calls. If I keep complaining about it, do something about it. But then Reach the Rescue, like you're saying, but how easy is it? Because some of us, probably many of us on this line, and I'm included, we're probably going through something that we ourselves are complaining about, but we don't see ourselves. Why is that so difficult, Rick, to Rescue? We can see everybody else, but we don't see ourselves.
Yes, and we have to be honest with ourselves about ourselves. Like, if you truly, honestly believe that you're worth $1 million, you should live your life being worth it. Because I think just in general, we sell ourselves short a lot. Like, even you take it down to the perspective of getting a job, and, you know, we go apply for a job, and they tell us, we'll pay you X amount of dollars. Oftentimes, we just accept it. We don't try to, you know, build ourselves up to even ask for more. It's going back to this state of just being. And so whatever the standard is, especially when, as it pertains to how you're living life, you know, you're told on getting married and, you know, having children, things of that nature. It's taught, you know, sometimes through parents, it's taught through religion, but it's a state of just being. And oftentimes, we kind of accept whatever the standard is, and it doesn't matter if we want more, we aspire for more, we just accept what it is. And so when we get in those situations where something starts to go wrong and everything around us, you know, you're looking, you're comparing yourself to other people in other situations who are doing the same thing, and they have a different outcome which seems to be better than what you're doing, and you start comparing, and then you start asking yourself, well, what am I doing wrong? And once you start asking yourself and blaming yourself, you allow someone else to do that to you as well.
Wow. So, Ricky the Rescue, before you go here, like Operation Push with Jesse Jackson, push until or pray until something happens. So what if her minister, Misty's minister, is telling her, hang in there, my sister. God is faithful. He's going to answer your prayer. Just hang in there. I know it's been rough for you, but I'm I'm constantly keeping you in prayer, my sister. Just hang in there. The woman has been hanging there for all these years. Her children told her to leave 22 years ago. And now she's still hanging in there. Is the pastor telling her wrong, Ricky, to arrest you?
If the pastor said that, she'll be telling her wrong. I believe that we live in a blessed society when you have many different pastors, many different therapists, many different coaches. You don't have to just settle for one person. Like, I feel like you can align yourself with what is best for you. And, you know, that it comes in with the amount of time that you're actually looking into whatever you're believing in as well. So that trust factor is very important. But you don't have to just follow something just because it's popular, just because your family followed it, or whatever reason you had behind it. If something is not working for you, I feel like you can move on to something even better.
Okay.
May I have a comment right there?
Yes, please.
I love what Ricky Cerezzi just said just then, that there are so many other avenues out there. Just like when we go to a doctor, we had a thing a couple weeks ago. You know, if we go and our doctor says that we have, you know, we've been diagnosed with cancer and we're going to die. And if we go to another doctor and they say, oh, well, I don't see what the problem is. We have a choice. If we're not satisfied and we don't feel that, I guess that affirmation or I don't know what the word is. If we don't feel that, I guess, a sense of relief or a sense of, wow, now this is the right answer, we have an obligation to ourselves to try someone else. And so I really like what he said, because I never heard it put that way. Because we just always depend on our own pastor. We never want to reach out to a different pastor or another, you know, spiritual guide or whatever. But I love what he just said. That makes so much sense to me. And thank you for that answer.
Dr. Walker, if I can make a comment. As a pastor, you know, I know, God will lead you into green pastures and beside still waters. I mean, I understand that. And, you know, there's a secular song, give me back in the 60s. You know, it's been a long time coming, but I know change is going to come, you know. And you think of the man that waited by the pool, I think, but there's some 38 years, and the first one that stepped in, you know, would be healed. But 38 years, not 20 years, 38 years, but he waited, and his change came. He stepped in. So, again, he was healed or cured. But we have to trust the pastor that's within you. And I say that that still small voice, and everybody know what I'm doing, that still small voice, that's the Holy Spirit that will speak to you and obey, because the Holy Spirit is the pastor of pastors. You know, wisdom is the principal thing, but with all I get, and we have to get an understanding. And when we hear, we obey. You know, so maybe God has picked you out to be an example, you know, to others. You know, perseverance. I'll close out on that.
And thank you for that, all of you all. And I just believe, and with my contribution here, that we as men and women, human beings who are involved in relationships, marriage or otherwise, we have to cultivate, fertilize those relationships to nurture them. And so, and you all know what all of that means. You got to, Demon Claire, I want to go to you here now and say, Demon Claire, how important is it when you have a lady to tell her how beautiful she is, to compliment her often, to nurture, to fertilize, to cultivate that relationship, because to show that, girl, you still got it going on. How important is that, Demon Slayer? Demon Slayer? All right, Ricky to Rescue, let me bring you in. How important is that, Ricky?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Demon Slayer, how important is that?
I think it's very important because, you know, a woman needs to hear that, and a man needs to hear that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it gets to the point where, you know, when people get married and stuff like that, they're supposed to not tell each other that, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's why a lot of people don't get married here, because they won't tell that woman that one. They always come after them, you know? So
mm-hmm.
I think it's very important to tell a woman that, and referring to the guy that had a woman in like 4 or 5 years, a man is not
going to do that if he's into you. So if I was her, I'd just find another avenue to go down, get a divorce, and do what she has to do to get out of that abusive relationship.
All right. Darren Deedy, how important is it, in your opinion, that for you, and I know you can't speak for all women, just like no one person can speak for all men or women, how important is it for you to be complimented, to be appreciated, to be loved and nurtured and cultivated? How important is that for you?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. You know, you want to feel good about yourself, you know, and having your spouse talk to you in that way is comforting, reassuring, and making you feel safe and secure.
So Darren Deedy, even when, as we get older and we get a little wrinkles here and there, you know, and hopefully the person has grown with you to get these wrinkles, are they within your age group somewhere within there, and they may even have more wrinkles than, you know, some than you might have. So is it still important for them to tell you that, girl, your wrinkles, they don't even mention the wrinkles, but they say, girl, you're still that cheerleader-looking girl that I once got with, huh?
Yeah, I think it's important, you know, but funny, not that change the subject, but I've ran into old school friends, and they're like, well, you're better looking now, older than you were when you were a teenager.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, you feel good. You're like, yeah, I forgot it, don't I, you know?
Yeah, that is. I think that's important, like Demon Slayer, for all of us to have that. Miss J, so if Miss J, if I'm married to you or dating you, and we've been together 3 or 4 years, and I don't tell you that you're beautiful, that show you that I appreciate you, and I only give you a gift for your birthday, I take you to, you know, McDonald's because you're still going to eat, and then I tell you that I'm going to save up and buy a Netflix movie on so I can save some money. So, Miss J, and I don't tell you I love you as often, you're going to still love me, right? I can't even, you know, my blinking is a voluntary reaction, because if I could just keep my eyes open without them blinking, it would stay fixated on you. How important is that, Sparkles?
Yeah, information is 100%. It's very important. Everybody wants to be told, you know, that they're the apple of someone's eye, or, you know, that they're admired and loved and appreciated and all of those things. Who wouldn't want that? Everybody wants that.
Okay,
everybody's changing along the way. So, I mean, I do. I don't know about anybody else. I'm pretty sure everybody does.
So, Candlestick. So, if the man in Missy and Lindy's case, if he hasn't told her he loves her, I mean, could you see being with someone that hasn't even told you in the last 3 or 4 months that they love you? Or even their actions are showing it?
No. Like I said, this woman is just very, very broken. And I just feel sorry for her because she has, and we do this, she allowed this man to do this to her for all these years. We don't know the reasons why or whatever, but yeah, we need to hear that. We need to know that we are still the apple of that person's eye.
Yeah. So, you know, here's the thing, too. I want to ask this question before we go to the comments, you all. Who would like to close us out tonight? Let me just get that in here.
I would close us out tonight, Demon Slayer.
Oh, Demon Slayer? Okay. We can actually have two people, Demon Slayer and somebody else. We'll make enough time if you all would like. And Demon Slayer, we'll let you go first. Who else would like to volunteer to close out? Because I think this is very important tonight, you all. And if you all don't mind, we can go an extra 10 minutes. The producers will ask me, but it's up to you all, yay or nay.
Let us run ahead and 30 minutes.
Yeah. Well, we won't go 30, but we'll go 10. Okay. Okay. Who else will close it out? Demon Slayer. And who else? I didn't get any.
Ten is good.
Okay. So Demon Slayer will close out. And who else? Anybody else?
A male and a female.
That's perfect. Okay. Which female would like to? Thank you, Rick the Rescue, for that. Which female would like to do it?
I'll close out.
That's Candace. Okay, all right. All right, thank you both. Let me just make that note. They've got it here. Okay, so now we'll give them time to prepare their thoughts. So, Missy, we're going to take some of these comments, but, I mean, my heart goes out to Missy as well, as Candlesticks has been saying. It really does because, you know, my question now is, Ricky Gervais, I want to bring this question to you. How likely is Misty, let's say she gets through this, right, and divorces her husband, how likely is it that Misty could be vulnerable to getting with someone so quickly that it might turn out to be the wrong person? How vulnerable? Because I think she's very vulnerable. Your thought?
Anything that comes along that is remotely better than what she had seen and appeared to be a thousand times better for her. Why? Because she didn't experience that for so many years. And I wanted to mention this as well. This is a very serious subject and topic. And unfortunately, in listening to this story, it could turn into a situation where she becomes suicidal. And I've seen it often, so I'm not just kind of just thinking, you know, just from making up something from this standpoint. You see it quite often because all of the things that she wasn't receiving, she probably felt alone, and she probably felt like she had nothing to turn to. And quite often, it's unfortunate when people say things like, I can't trust God anymore, and that was the ultimate faith that they maintained and established for so long, it takes them to that dark place. So not only can she be vulnerable, she may not even make it past to the state in which she's in right now.
Yeah, and that's a very good point. I'm glad you brought that in because I, too, have seen that, the vulnerability of people, men and women, and because they have allowed stuff for so long, they themselves in that trap state that you talk about, they don't know how trapped and how dangerous that trap has been for them. And, you know, it's deep. We're going to take some of the comments in here, and we're going to go a little faster because this is a very serious topic, you all. Those that are listening around the world, this is very, very serious. And if you communicate with a family member or a loved one, I think it becomes vitally important that you talk to them on a regular basis, just to count, and even if you can visit them to see what's going on in their lives, what's going on, how are they being treated, especially when it comes to your children, even your siblings. You need to know. You need to just know, because your voice may be the last voice that could make a difference in that person's life, the last voice. And then oftentimes we hear, I didn't know he was going through this. I didn't know they were going through that. We had one of our co-hosts that came on the air and shared a live experience with us about her best friend. Her best friend. She had just seen that best friend like on a Sunday. No, maybe on a Saturday. And by Monday, that best friend of hers, female best friend, showed no signs in the conversation they had Saturday. By Monday, she was dead. She had taken her own life. Her own life, because her husband had left her for another woman. And she had so much to live for. She had children to live for. She had more wealth than people could imagine. But her heart was so broken. That Saturday's conversation she had with the friend saw no telltale sign, but she hadn't spoken to that lady in years. And the friend called her that day with no telltale signs. But by Monday, she had taken her own life. So it becomes very important that we talk to people just to see how they're going. Ricky the Rescue, I want to go with you before we – and how important is that? That you need to just hear in their voice, their – look in their eyes sometimes and see what's going on.
Serious. It doesn't have to be something that you just, it doesn't have to be an extended process. Just generally checking on people because that helps people to feel valued and cared about, even if they're in a state where they feel like no one cares. Just that one person can make a complete difference in the trajectory of where their emotions are going.
All right, excellent. We're going to start. We're going to actually stand by. Let's take some of these comments. Mimi, I want to give you the very first one. Mimi, this party writes in, he says, I've been dating this young lady for a couple of years, and all she does is complain about her 16-year-old daughter. I put my 2 cents in and told her that the reason the child is like that is because she spoils her with gifts and does what she sees her mother do. She told me to mind my own business, and her daughter is not my concern. She fails to realize that she's complaining about what she has allowed over the years. Now, Mimi, this is a child, but the mother has allowed this, but she's complaining to her boyfriend. I mean, what would you tell him, Mimi, if anything?
What would I tell him? Well, if she told me that it wasn't any of my business, I would stay out of it. But if she continued and if he truly, want to be there with her, then he's going to have to, talk to her or move on. It's only been a couple of years, so he doesn't really have to listen to him, and he doesn't owe her anything to say this.
Okay, we're going to actually stand by. Miss Jay, I want to bring you in here and ask you, Miss Jay, how long are you going to keep talking to somebody? And praying, hoping, like Richard DeRescue says, the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing, expecting different results. How long are you going to keep on talking, trying to go to counseling and first person? How long you got to keep on? When is enough enough?
This would be a marriage or a relationship.
Either one. Especially married.
Okay, you're married. If this is more happening, and tell the person we need to get help, we need to go to counseling, and rebel, don't want to do it, once you give me some months, 6, 7, 8 months or whatever, but I say after a year's time, man, if you refuse help, and it's hurting your family or hurting whatever, you can't keep destroying your family for one person that will not change. You the other day, we're going to separate and see where you change because I want this divorce. But I'm going to have to give him an ultimatum, either you better or we don't. Because enough is enough at some point. I say a year, stuff like that. Because if you go on a year, in the story, this was half of her life because I did a little subtraction.
Right.
I'm like, this is half of her life.
Right. Right.
And she just numb. And in this case, this lady, without so much reason, she needs some help, because she's numb. She's numb to the situation. And you can get numb to the situation after a couple of years with somebody doing the same thing over and over and over. You don't want to hear it no more. They don't want to get help. You can't make them get help. What you supposed to do?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So I agree with you, Ms. Jay, on that one. And I know you were giving your opinion. I'm giving mine. After a year, if you're not trying to get some help, it's time for me to make a decision. I agree.
Yeah.
A year is a long time, too, though. Because initially, initially I thought 6 months. And that's why we have this show here, because it don't mean that I get it right. And all of us are giving our opinions. But after listening to what a lot of y'all said, and Ms. Jay, what you coming and saying, okay, 8, 9 months, but then you went on to say a year, I say, to me, that's reasonable. Okay, I mean.
If you don't get together, we might have to divorce. So my life has to go on.
It's got to go on. We're going to ask you to stand by. Sparkles, let's bring you in here for this next one because we're running out of time. This female, she says, my best girlfriend of over 20 years is getting on my nerves now because she complains about her husband's constant cheating on her. I can't understand why she complains about what she has allowed for over 7 years with this man that she knows about. He's cheating on her. What's she going to do? The girlfriend is getting on her nerves.
Just tell her. You have to be upfront with her girlfriend to tell her, hey, I've heard this story over and over again, and I'm going to keep telling you the same thing. When you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll do something. And I'm tired of you telling me about this, because I'm getting sick and tired of it.
Sparkles, you would tell your girlfriend that? Sparkles, you would tell that to your girlfriend?
She is, yes. If we are girlfriends, a girlfriend isn't supposed to tell you stuff that you want to hear all the time, in my opinion. A true girlfriend
okay.
is going to tell you stuff that you don't want to hear.
Okay. Darren Didi, we're going to extend by, Sparkles. Darren Didi, you would tell your girlfriend that, too, that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of her telling you that?
No, I don't think I would. I don't think I would say that, but I might think it.
So Darren Didi, you'll listen to the same stuff 3 or 4 times a day. Her complaints.
Well, I would say little things, you know. Well, if you don't change anything, nothing changes, you know. But I would just be, you know, empathetic and listen to her, but. When the phone rings, I roll my eyes, thinking, oh, my God, do I have the answer to this?
Okay.
You can't push those people if you're just complaining all the time. So
all right.
Have a good day.
All right, pass the roll. We got one for you here. Stand by, Darren Didi, please. Pass the roll. This party writes in, she says, this male says, I must say, when I saw on the website that you were doing this topic tonight, Dr. Walker, I knew I had to tune in just to let your callers know a little bit about my story. Instead of finding the good in my wife, I found nothing but complaints to make about her. That is, until she left me for another man. Okay, she left him for another man. When I asked her why, she told me that she had enough about allowing me to complain about her all the time. My advice to anyone who is in love, stop complaining or move on like she did. I miss her so much. I still love her. I wish I could change time. So what is he saying? Pastor Roll? Let's see if Pastor Roll is still there with us. He's okay, there we are. Pastor Roll, we can hear you. Pastor Roll, can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Oh, okay. The comments that everybody has mentioned, you know, I mean, I can understand that, you know. But, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, telling a person that you love them, you know. I'm not so much interested in hearing words, you know, but to show the love to me, you know. You don't have to tell me, but to show love, you know, to show love, you know. That's more important than, you know, just words, you know. And, you know, the comments that people are making, you know, Sister Sparkles and Demon Slayer and Sister J and all have made, you know, and others have made these great positive comments, you know. But perseverance is so important, you know, and we just have to listen, you know, to that still small voice, you know, but show, like we just had Valentine's Day yesterday, you know. People can say happy Valentine's Day. I mean, that's nothing wrong with that, you know, but it's nice, you know, my lady, you know, to get some flowers or some candy or whatever, you know. To show, it means a lot, you know. So, and beauty is only skin deep, you know. I don't care whether you got wrinkles or whatever, you know. I look at beauty of the heart, beauty of the soul. To me, that's most important. When all is said and done, back to you, Dr. Walker.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to Mimi real quickly here because we're running out of time. We got to give them time to close out. Mimi, this female writes in and she says, I really don't get it. Some of my friends who attend church regularly are always allowing their fellow worshipers to complain to them about other members in the church for things they are allowing in the church. My question is, why do so many people allow people to complain to them and they join in the complaints? Mimi, why?
Some people
it's not right, but people like to gossip, and that's all that is a gossip session, so I wouldn't allow it, because I don't listen to gossip.
Okay, all right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Ricky to the rescue, this male writes in, he says, something I would like to ask. How do you stop allowing people to dump on you about their issues? I have several good friends, and that's all they do, and I'm tired of hearing their mess. So how do you, he wants to know how you stop your friends from dumping on you with their mess. Ricky to the rescue.
Yeah, sometimes we kind of just attract that type of thing. It kind of becomes awkward, especially when one person tells another person who tells another person. If they all in the same circle,
right,
you become the person that gets dumped on. I think a lot of it has to boil down to you being able to establish boundaries. Because there are certain times, you know, people shouldn't be allowed to call you, or there are certain things that you maybe shouldn't allow people to talk to you about. It's just making sure you establish those appropriate boundaries.
All right. That's a very good point. Ms. Jay, we're going to give you the final comment, and then we'll go to Demon Slayer. And then after that, we'll go to Candlesticks Closed Down. Ms. Jay, this female, she writes in, she says, I'm saddened to say I've been married for over 22 years, and most of those years have been miserable with my constant complaints to my family about my husband. After listening to several of these shows, I am convinced that I deserve a better life. I do realize that I have been the one to allow this for so many years. Now I will file for divorce and move on in pursuit of my desire for my better life. Ms. J, she's talking about our show. Is that positive or negative? How do you interpret that?
Positive. She finally realized that all that complaining is no good. It's time, but, you know, to stop it. Instead of complaining, get the resolution. Do something about it. And it's good for the people to realize that complaining is the way you complaining makes you miserable. You're trying to make everybody else miserable. People don't want to hear it, point blank. So all you're doing is complaining, losing friends, losing family, losing yourself. So let it go. If you can't resolve it, go to something else. But try your best to fix it or resolve it, or just don't complain. You know.
That's a good point. Very valid point. Now we're going to Demon Slayer be one of our co-hosts to close it out, followed by Candlestick. Demon Slayer.
What you allow and what you tolerate is two very important things in your life. It gets to the point where it eats you up at cancer, what you tolerate. If you see a beast and let it keep happening, at the start point, then you got to look at a middle point and an end point. So how much is that? Are you going to take, or you just going to just squash it off the top? It's up to you. Sometimes you got to look at yourself in the mirror about 15 minutes and just talk to yourself. Just look at yourself. Look at yourself for 15 and just talk to yourself about another 15. So spend 30 minutes with yourself and seeing how your life is going. Is it going bad? Is this person treating me wrong? Or what? Everybody knows right from wrong at just taking that at a certain point in your life. But if an older person doing you like that, they already know that they're going to do you like that until you stop tolerating it or allowing it. So it's up to you to make that choice. Your free will. It's up to you how you're going to make your life go. There's no need to complain about your friends or anybody because they don't have the answers. The only person that have the answers is the person you just spend time with for 30 minutes looking at your own self. It's your decision. It's your problem. Fix it. You don't need nobody else but God to help you fix it. So I hope you have blessings in your life. Good, strong decisions. Listen to this show. I got my friend here, Denise. She's loving the show now. I think I'm going to try to recruit her on being on the show. And, you know, it's that spirit that we have in each other to try to do each other right. But we would never do the person that's in these situations wrong. We will always try to do this right. This is the spirit of this show. And I love everybody on this show. The only met one person was Dr. Walker, but the rest of that spirit, I would take y'all over anybody that I've met in the flesh for how many years. I love all of y'all, and I hope everybody that's out there listening, make good decisions in your life and don't get abused by anybody, because that's not God-like. That's of the demon. And sometimes you can see a snake hissing at you in human form. So make sure you see that type of spirit and cut his head off right after
this is the Demon Slayer. This is like all of them.
All right.
God bless everyone.
We certainly love you, Demon Slayer. Welcome, Denise. We hope you'll come join us again with Demon Slayer. Let's go over now to Candlestick. Candlestick.
Okay. Thinking of this young lady's situation, because they said that she's been praying and praying and waiting for God, you know, I guess to give her an answer on what she needs to do. And what came to mind is James chapter 2, verse 26. It says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." So the Bible in itself tells us that we just cannot pray, you know, because the Lord also says without faith it is impossible to please me, but faith without works is dead. So she has to be able to make a move. She just cannot pray and pray and she not do anything about it herself. And also another text came to me, you know, it says, "Because we know a tree by its fruit." And taken from Luke chapter 6, verse 25, it says, "A good man out of the goodness in his heart will do good things, while a bad person out of the evil in his heart will do bad things. Everything you say and do comes from the feelings you have inside of you." And I'm reading that to say, talk about her husband. You know, and we hear the saying before that when a person shows you themselves, believe it. You know, and so the Bible, again, is saying that from the abundance of our hearts and mouth speaketh. So what this man is saying to this woman and demeaning her, he's for real. He's been saying it for so many years, and I don't know why she's in a place where she can't receive it. But we have to, you know, away from this scenario, we as children of God, we have to know that God has set a plan for us. God does not want us to be in bondage and to be bogged down about other people's circumstances. He died for us. He loves us. And he said that he will always, always make a way of escape. So we have to have faith enough to step out into the water, because the children of Israel, the Red Sea didn't part open until they made a move. So once they stepped in toward that water, the Red Sea opened. And so that's what we have to do. And trusting God, we have to make a move, and God will make a way of escape. So we have to trust that still small voice. And that's it.
Well, listen, Demon Slayer and Candlestick, we want to thank you all both for such a wonderful closing. We certainly appreciate, listen, all of you all, your commentary on tonight's broadcast. I don't know about the rest of you all. I think I can say this. I have really enjoyed tonight's broadcast, as I do all of them. I want to thank you all for taking your precious time out to share with the world your thoughts, your views, your perspectives, your opinions. And you all mean so much to me as Demon Slayer. I love all of you all. And I think we have a good group. I think we have a very good team. And there's no person that stands out more than anybody else. All of us are equals here as far as my opinion is. And every one of you all, I learn so much from each and every one of you all. You give me a lot to think about. And sometimes you all don't know, but you put me in tears after the show because it's so sentimental. Because many of you all said things tonight that had me really thinking about Misty and how vulnerable she could be. And Ricky to the Rescue kind of put a climax on that to realize, because I've seen these things happen too. And so listen, you all. When we get off tonight or tomorrow sometime, tell somebody you love them. And I love what Ricky to Rescue also said earlier, too, that he just check on people. And let me tell you, that becomes so, so important, just checking on people just because. Listen, we're completely out of time. Thank you for your overtime. Tomorrow night's topic is, does your complaining glorify God or give place to the enemy? Does your complaining glorify God or give place to the enemy? You thought tonight's show was big. Wait till tomorrow night. I mean, listen, we're out of time. I want to thank all of you all. Listen, before we go, I just want to say thank you for your time again. And I want to say, my listening audience around the world, good night. God bless. And thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. See you tomorrow night.
Have 30 minutes to yourself. I like that. And also,
I love it.
Amen, baby. Yeah.